My name is Emily Welder, and I am at the Greater Ridgewood Youth Council with
Tatiana Torres,
Samantha Ortiz,
Anisha Casey,
Emily Obando,
Marina Abadir,
Wadi Yusuf,
Jessica Savita,
Thomas Kinkley,
Santiago Pichardo,
Shania Brown,
Christian Gonzalez,
Mark Pichardo.
And today's date is Thursday, March 3rd, 2016. So my first question to you guys is, why was it important to do the Queen's Memory Project?
I feel that it was important to do this project because if someone in the future wants to know the history of Ridgewood, they have a way to learn about the community and the people in the community.
I agree with Tatiana. Plus, this project doesn't just preserve Queen's history, it also preserves the history of the families that lived here.
I agree with both Anisha and Tatiana because for people like me who don't exactly live in Ridgewood, it's pretty interesting to see a community that I don't live in and how their history is affected how it is now.
I agree with Emily, Anisha, and Tatiana because we need to know how the future is going to be looking, so we're taking the past and seeing the difference between now and then.
For me, this project was important because both my parents grew up in the Greater Ridgewood area, and it's interesting to see what Ridgewood was like before they lived here and after they live here.
I agree with Emily because I don't live in Queens. I live in Brooklyn, so it was nice to know how Queens. It was nice to know how Queens changed in the past and now how it is in the present.
I actually agree with all you guys because maybe in the future a kid could, he could look back at that work. And then he could get the information he needs because he wasn't from that generation. And I also found it beneficial for me because I moved here without knowing anything about my community anything, so that was really useful for me.
Great. So my next question to you guys is, why do you think it's important to let the people of a community tell the history of that community?
Well, it's important because it's the people who lived in it, who doesn't know it better than the people who lived in it and actually experienced in that community and have the scene of all of it and see what actually happens and the change from now and when they're back as when they were a little child.
Only the people in the community know what it's like to live here, and a lot of history books only explain the stuff that happens based on statistics and other things, but you don't actually know what's going on in the community unless you experience it or talk to someone who experienced it firsthand.
I agree with Thomas because what he said about the textbooks. Will Ridgewood get a chapter in a textbook? Maybe, maybe not, but Queen's Memory Project gives them a whole book of what people say, and it gives people a voice, a platform, and we get to hear their feelings, their emotion, and even in their voice, we get their memory. It's we're giving the people of the future the greatest gift in the world, which is knowledge. So what Natalie and Queen's Memory Project does for us, we give people a voice, we give people knowledge, we give people from the past, the present, a voice. So yeah.
So, what are some lessons that you're going to take away from this project?
I learned how everybody has different opinions on practically everything and how we should respect that.
A lesson I will take away from this is social skills. I'm very thankful for my confidence that I gained from interacting with complete strangers, then getting to know everything about them as if they were my best friend.
For me, probably the habit, getting out of the habit of thinking you can't do something as soon as you see how complicated it looks. Because as soon as Maggie showed us how to catalog, I was very overwhelmed. All the buttons and entities and all the details, I felt like I was on another planet. But when I kept doing it and getting the hang of it, I now know how to create a description for a photo or an oral history without looking at the packet that she gave us.
One thing that I'll take away from the Queen's Memory Project is the way that we learn to use Audacity. And it's gonna help me in the future because like I can put it on a resume and stuff.
Oh, what I learned is like from what like people have a story and stuff, but interviewing somebody you don't know is so awkward. Like you guys are just sitting there, but Natalie gave us points on how to like speak to the person, and I became more comfortable, and I don't think I'm that awkward speaking to somebody, a stranger, anymore because, you know, Queen's Memory Project gave me the tips and stuff. That's it.
So, my last question to you guys is, how will you continue the work of Queen's Memory Project? So this is like on the fly, like moving out into the world, how will you continue the work of this project? So for me, and I can speak to this and I'll start us off, I can speak to it in the sense that I will take the time to listen to people's stories and to hear people's perspectives, and will be open to others' experiences. And I will not only be open to it, but I'll actively seek it out because it was really fun listening to people's histories. So that's one thing that I'm gonna take away for sure.
One thing that I will bring with me is the fact that everybody has a voice and everyone has a story, and and I'll continue to always think of that when asking other people questions about their lives.
Naya, you wanted to add something?
I just wanted to say that, you know, like Emily said and what Thomas said, everybody has a story, and a lot of people, like, especially being in New York, everybody's like, hey, you know, I have my own thing to do. I have things to do, and nobody understands why I'm feeling, or I feel this way about the world. There's people that feel the same way and that could add on to your view. You don't have, it's not just you that has your perspective. Everyone has a perspective on the world. So, yeah, that's it. That's just it. Yeah.
I agree with, you know, what Naya and Thomas said, but as well as, you know, what Nada gave us, and basically all the information basically taught us a lot, especially for me, because it's like, now I get to know like what type of right questions to ask to people and stuff like that if I want to know about them and stuff like that. And just having an opportunity to actually work with the Queen's Memory Project is a great thing, because you learn new things every day, and this is something like will be the number one thing that I have learned in my life.
Also, Rashad also helped us with like learning. We learned how to use Google Docs in this project, and both Natalie and Rashad taught us how to catalog and edit, and these are skills that can help us in the future.
Oh yeah, Maggie. Maggie gave us the rundown and everything too. Maggie was a great help too, so yeah. Maggie, shout outs to Maggie.
So, we're gonna end the interview here, but I know you guys wanted to say one last thing.
Thank you.
So thank you so much. We can't express enough how much this project meant to us, and the fact that you guys came out and spent the time with us and saw the potential in these program participants and encouraged us even when we failed and had mistakes. You still were encouraging and forgiving, and we learned so much and can't thank you enough. So thank you.